welcome to this week's edition of the Little Guys Home Technology Podcast. We've been negligent in our responsibility to bring you these podcasts, as it's been about 3 weeks, I think, right?
Or maybe four. Oh.
Well, I'm David.
And I'm Evie.
And we're happy to have you listening to this one. We are going to try to get better at it, but things come up, like baseball in Arizona. Or
a cruise.
Or a cruise or something.
And then everyone gets sick because it is winter.
There you go. We're going to cover primarily outdoor entertainment options today. We're going to get to as much of it as we can with a focus on speakers. I wanted to clarify something I said in a previous podcast about TiVo. And I may have indicated that you can stream wherever you go on your mobile device from your TiVo box that's at your house. But the reality is you can also download whatever it is that you've recorded on your TiVo box onto your mobile device, your iPad or your tablet or your phone. You can download that show and then not have to have a Wi-Fi hookup wherever you are. And I may have misstated that, mostly because I didn't know. But as we recently found out on a Steve Dahl podcast. But the reality is that is how it works. Now, if you have a Bolt, a TiVo Bolt, which is the 4K unit, right now that's the only way. It doesn't actually do the streaming part, but it will soon. They're working on the software update, and you'll be able to do the streaming as well. So I just wanted to clarify that. I didn't want to leave that out. By the way, if you hear these loud banging drill sounds in the background, we are not doing this live from the dentist. They are replacing the roof on the building we're in. And we were going to hold off the podcast till they were done, but it's been about 6-7 weeks now, so
we're not sure they'll ever be done.
I'm not sure the roof will ever be finished, so we didn't want to wait any longer. So, all right, so there used to be just a kind of basically one way that people used to do speakers outside. You know, other than dragging their speakers out of the living room and putting them out on the deck or in the backyard.
Right, that's why you got the longer speaker wire, so you could drag your speakers out on the deck.
Right, bringing them back. But there used to be one kind of outdoorish thing, and that was taking speakers, putting them under the eaves or against the house somewhere, and having those speakers right there. And a couple of things. One, when the speakers are against the house and radiating outward, the sound's going past you and then not coming back typically. It's just going past you, and that's how you're hearing it. But not only are you hearing it that way, but so are all your neighbors and everybody else. As opposed to the speakers being more to the outside of the area that you're sitting in and having them come back at you and having the house kind of as a back wall where it kind of reflects off of the wall and comes back at you a little bit. So, that was one of the disadvantages of the speakers under the eave kind of a concept. Although, you know, that's just the way it was. That's what there was available. That's what everybody focused on. And things have evolved, obviously, since then. As far as what you could listen to, basically back in the day, you ran back in the house and changed the volume or did whatever adjustments you had. Or maybe you were lucky enough to have a volume control outside. And there were ways to bring remote controls outside, not as easy as it is in today's world, but there were ways to do it. And frankly, what most people did is they put on FM and just listened to whatever that particular DJ wanted them to listen to the rest of that day, and that's just the way it worked. There's so many options in how to get music out there now, but not just music anymore. There's TVs designed for outdoor, and you can leave them out all winter. You can do projectors and screens, and there's so many different choices for outdoor entertainment. I want to focus first, and hopefully we can get to a couple of those other things as well, but I want to focus first on the speaker options and just all the different things you can do and all the different types of speaker choices there are that are available to you. So there's still traditional on-wall speakers.
Oh, sure, definitely.
Right, and they come in small, almost mini, small to extremely large. There's some big ones for outdoor.
You can add a subwoofer.
And then there's some subwoofers that come built into those style speakers as well. They typically come in black or white.
Right.
Right, and I would say prices range from about $100 a piece, $125 a piece to almost to wherever you want to go, but up to that 1,000, 1,500.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty much top out of that on the under the eave types.
Kind of a thing or whatever. And there's several good brands. Origin makes really nice ones that are shaped a little bit uniquely and smaller and seem to fit in.
I like those. They're really stylish.
Right?
Looking.
They fit in really well.
I like them.
Klipsch makes some great ones, and the Klipsch play really loud and fill up a big space, but they're physically bigger, right? I mean,
yes.
They take up more space, and that's just the way it is. And the absolute best on-wall outdoor speaker, from our perspective, comes from a company called JBL. You may have heard of them. They've been doing speakers for a long time, and they make what's called an array. And the JBL array is truly amazing because basically if you're 20 feet away, 10 feet away, 30 feet away, the level is the same. And so it's not blasting out the people that are close and barely able to hear it for the people that are far away. It creates an even level throughout the entire listening area. And we've put in a couple of pair of JBL arrays in home situations and in, what would you call them, commercial applications. And they're amazing. They truly are amazing. And then we even added the subs to the one for the one customer who loved the way the array sounded and just wanted a little more thump and bass. So we put in a couple of big subs, outdoor subs for him as well. So that's another option as far as on-wall speakers are concerned. You can also get a single stereo on wall. So if you're trying to cover a couple different areas in the backyard and don't want to worry about left and right and imaging and sitting in the right spots and all those kind of things, you can actually get a single stereo speaker.
Right, and those speakers are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you're not really downgrading to get something like that. You might get more speakers, but where you can't put a pair, you can put one here and one here and one here.
They even make a combo, like a stereo, a left and a right in one box, and then you can put a left to the left of it and a right to the right of it, so you could have your two lefts and your two rights with only three boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way they do outdoor, attached to the wall speakers. There are in-soffit speakers. We commonly refer to them as in-ceiling speakers, but they're in-soffit. They mount in the soffits or on the wall if you want, although typically that's not where they go. They typically go in the soffits. They're round or square. The holes are round no matter what. The grills are round or square typically. And you can just kind of hide them. They just kind of go away. They sound good. They're okay for basic background music kind of a thing.
If you're right there.
Yeah. It's certainly not our first choice. Certainly not the way we prefer to do it. But in some cases, you just don't want to see any boxes. You don't want anything anywhere. That's one way of doing it. And there are lots of choices in those. And there are also single stereo options in that in soffit speaker. And that can be painted. So if your soffits are blue or red or green or whatever, they can be painted. They come in white, and you can paint them to whatever color you want them to be. That is one option that does exist in like kind of mounted and completely discreet hidden type of a speaker. The speakers that became extremely popular in the last, I don't know, is it 10 years now, 12 years, are the rock style speakers. And they come in, so they're shaped like rocks. Some are more realistic looking than others. There's some different styles of rocks. There's river style, like river stone, and there's, you know, upright jagged rocks. They come in stereo or as in individual left and right speakers as well. The upside to the rock style speakers, obviously they tend to blend in pretty well with the landscape. You put them typically to the outside of the listening area coming back at you, which we like a lot. And there's a lot of different levels of performance in the rock style speakers too. There's also sub rocks. So you can get a subwoofer style speaker in a rock version kind of a thing. So there are sub rocks. And they all look pretty good. I mean, they kind of blend in. They look like rocks. They wear like rocks, right? So there you go. There's the roof.
Right,
they wear like rocks as far as the finish is concerned. So they over time, they actually look like rocks that have been beaten up a little bit by nature.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty neat. And they also come, in, besides different styles, they do come in different colors. So there's like granite, sandstone. You can get different shades or different finishes on them and to blend in with whatever your particular garden is.
Right. I mean, you know, you tuck them in among the bushes or with the flowers, you know, and they look really great.
That's
and they
for
sound
sure.
good, too. And you can really place them everywhere so that you can get even sound all over.
The rock style speakers have become the rage, and they start out, there's some really inexpensive, horrible sounding rocks, and there's, they are awful, and there's some really good ones too, so you can have that option and have good sound, that's not an issue. There's a speaker called, they're planters, frankly, they're planter style speakers, and the ones we've had over the years have been, I'm going to say marginal at best. Not really great sounding speakers, just planter style, and you can put plants in them, and they look nice, and they kind of go away. But none of them really had a lot of fidelity. They weren't very robust, and that's changed now, right, with Madison Fielding. And you can check them out at madisonfielding.com. Madison Fielding makes some unbelievable planter speakers. I mean, we had those here last year, right, they brought the samples in for us to listen to. And we've sold a couple of pairs. They are just, they're amazing sounding.
Yeah, they're stunning. They're good looking planters. They're not, you know, most of them are just like plasticky, fakey looking.
This is
they're
real.
Good looking planters, and they have great sound.
Yeah, full fidelity. I mean, just amazing sound. So madisonfielding.com. You can go on their website. You can see the different styles. And right now, we don't have a pair on display, but they are really exceptional. And I've not found a planter style speaker anywhere that's even close.
No, it's sort of like there's two extremes. There's no, you know, this is like there's nothing in the middle.
Yeah,
it's either like really cheap or really nice.
I mean, to me, there's nothing worse than sitting out the deck and listening to tinny, no bass, hard to describe, hear the words, you know, music or whatever. It's like having an old transistor radio or whatever instead of a stereo. It just doesn't make any sense. And there's a lot of those cheap planner style speakers out there. So be careful. Just be careful. Just listen to what you're about to.
Right. I mean, you know, if you come into Little Guys, we have the outdoor speakers are hooked up and you can hear them.
Right. Right. For sure. Although we don't have the Madison Fielding ones on display.
No, we don't right now.
I wish we did. Because they are really, really cool. All right, so let's talk about our favorite and what's really the coolest and newest landscape-style speakers, outside speakers. They have a lot of advantages. They totally blend in with the landscape of the yard. They can be, they're little, small, how do you describe them? Horns of plenty. They're little, small.
You know, I would say that people who have the lights that shine on their house, like the landscape lighting, they're very similar in looks to that.
And they can mount on the ground. They can mount in a tree. They can mount on the house. You can do just about anything with them.
Right.
If you want to. You can stick a pole in the ground and mount them to it if you need to. If there's nothing there for you to mount it against. But they totally blend in. They come typically in either 4 or 8, or you can add on as many as you need to add on. They have specific amplifiers, typically, that are made to work with them, although there's a new one from Origin called Acoustiscape that actually works off of, and Sonance has one that way, too, that work off a standard traditional amplifier, 8-ohm amplifier. The real advantage is they spread out the sound so that it's not, again, real loud in one place and soft in another. It spreads out the sound, so you don't have to crank it up as much to have it sound good throughout the entire space. And they again, besides blending in, they're physically kind of small. They're not big, giant boxes or, you know, that kind of a thing. I would look at Sonance.com and also OriginAcoustics.com and look at kind of the styles and the rest. They're really cool. And until now, the least expensive kind of combination has been somewhere around $2,500 for the speakers with the powered sub, which I'll talk about in a minute. And Origin has just come out with a package with 4 speakers and the powered sub for $1,700. and we'll work off of your zone two off of your receiver.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work off of a standard stereo receiver or surround receiver. I mean, they're really simple and straightforward. And they look really good. They're two-way speakers. They describe them as fitting into any backyard, into an outdoor audio, turning any backyard into an outdoor audio oasis. How's that?
Ooh.
Four plantable speakers and an 8-inch burial subwoofer. So let's talk about the subwoofer. The subwoofers on all of these systems literally get buried into the ground, and the only thing sticking up is this little mushroom cap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You've seen them all over, and at Disney, you've seen them in parks, you've seen whatever. It's this little mushroom cap, and that's where the bass emanates from. And the woofer itself is in the ground, which actually helps with the bass.
Yes.
And they're powered. They have, you know, they actually play and have some oomph and sound really, 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 really good and fill a space with sound. I love the way these new ones work and sound and just how cool they are. They actually have great imaging. I mean, you can tell left and right, and they have it's like listening to hi-fi out in the backyard. And again, you can zone it if you want to. You can zone it so certain areas are louder than others. We can adjust it so that, you know, take it to whatever level you want it to be at, as far as specific control and operation. But really, really good sounding, great imaging, a ton of great options as far as mounting. And then also, there's several levels of them. There's rock and roll, outdoor, concert level, what they call their high output system from Sonance.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mid-level, there's a lower level, and then again, there's this entry level, which can be expanded from Origin, which we really like. They both sound extremely good. They're both, they just fit a need, I think. They figured out just what people really should have in their yards. And again, these typically go along the outskirts and the outside edges of the yard, as opposed to being right up by the deck and you know, facing outwards so that your neighbors are totally getting the volume and the level, and you're kind of maybe disrupting them a little bit. These things really kind of eliminate that or help eliminate a lot of that. So a lot of different choices in what you do with speakers outside. A lot of different options, all of which in today's world sound good and are built well and extremely reliable. They stay out year-round. You don't have to take them down in the wintertime. You can just leave them out all year long. They come with really good warranties. And then, frankly, once you put them out there, they're out there and they work great. So a lot of really cool outdoor speaker options. Now, the really cool thing is that you can listen to just about anything that you could listen to in your house, you can listen to outside. And you no longer have to run in. You don't have to walk up to the manual volume controls if you don't want to. You can literally control everything from your phone or a tablet. Or if you want to have a handheld remote, you can have a handheld remote. That's certainly an option.
Right. I mean, back out on our deck, we had music. We had, you could listen to radio, but you also could listen to, there was a CD changer.
Yeah.
It's down in the basement.
Same six CDs.
Same six CDs, because, you know, you're not going to change them. But if you did want to change them, you had to run down to the basement, you know, yeah, change out the CDs. Now you can listen to just, you don't have to go anywhere. You just sit on your butt and use your phone and listen to anything streaming from anywhere. You know, you can get the radios, you can get the ball game, the radio stations, you can get music, you can get access to your own music library, your iTunes or whatever you have. It's super easy and
wireless.
Worth doing it, right.
So the control is wireless. You just literally, it's at your fingertips, and extremely easy and extremely accessible. There's a lot of different ways to do it. You can do a single source. So Blue Sound and Sonos make a single unit that has an amplifier built into it that gives you access to all of your music that's on your network, as well as all the streaming, or almost all of the streaming services that are out there, and you can even Bluetooth to the device and have that output to the outside, so you could stream from your phone to it and still control it.
Yes.
And just, it's really cool. I mean, it's really cool. So that's an extremely simple way to do it. You can expand on that, and you can zone the outside where you have, you know, the deck area, the pool area, the backyard area, two parts of the deck and have different ones be at different levels. You could literally have different music playing in two different places if you wanted to. You could choose different sources. You could have local radio and the ball game on one part of the patio where everybody's sitting around listening to the baseball game or watching the baseball game on TV or watching the Bears game on TV and listening to the broadcast of the game with your
on
favorite
the radio,
announcers.
That's what David always says. That. He turns off the sound on the TV and he listens to the radio for the Bears game because he can't stand
right,
the
because
Bears
Thayer,
announcers.
Thayer and what's his name are the best. So, I mean, who wants to listen to those terrible national announcers? So there's lots of cool things you can do. It's not overly complicated to make whatever it is you want to happen. It requires good design. It requires good parts. It requires the proper wiring. You still need a good network, right? You got to have a good network. And I will tell you, almost every network we're doing at this point, we're either making sure that the WAP is located in a place where around the fringes of the house you can at least get that signal, or we're putting in an outdoor WAP, which is a wireless access point. It gives you the ability to have Wi-Fi outside if you want it. It doesn't mean your neighbors get to use your Wi-Fi, because you can passcode it and make sure that or password it and make sure that there's no nobody getting in or nobody using it when you don't want them to. But it's a real simple thing to do and extremely important. There are still people who just want a couple of speakers, want some background music, manual control with a manual volume, you know, control kind of a thing. And that's still an option. You can still do it. It's not a problem. We did
right,
one,
you can still have a CD changer in the basement.
Right at the end of last year, I remember we did one. And I was thinking to myself, I saw what the salesman was putting in, and I said, I'm just going to assume that you have made the guy at least aware of the different things. Yes, we showed him all the different options, and he said, this is all I need. And we said, that's great. No problem. It wasn't even very expensive. A couple rocks and actually it was a single rock because it was a stereo rock.
A single rock
and a manual volume control. And he puts on FM when he gets out of the house, or he puts on the ball game, and that's what he does. And it works fine for him. So
that's fine. And all these different outdoor systems, speakers, you know, Blue Sound, whatever. So it really depends on your yard.
Yep.
I mean, maybe you only need one or two speakers.
That's it.
You know, we have one customer who's got a ball field in their backyard and a koi pond and a bridge and, a lot of things. So they needed a really extensive system. You know, it really just all depends on the size of your yard and how you use it.
And the system I was telling you about before with the JBL arrays and the subwoofers was for a good customer and friend of ours that uses the empty lot next to his house for I'd call them community events, really, is what they end up.
It really is.
The block party or the 4th of July party or the whatever. And there could be, 50 or 100 people out there. And he wanted it to rock, so we made it rock. I mean, it's just a matter of what level you want it to be on. We work with a lot of architects and landscape designers and work with them on figuring out what makes the most sense and make sure we do the right wiring. You don't use traditional speaker wire. You use what's called direct burial wire. It needs to be able to stand up to the elements, and that's important. You need to make sure lengths are right. You need to make sure the wiring is correct for what you want to accomplish. There's a lot to it, and we can look at your plans, we can look at your yard, we can look at your house, and help you figure out what the right thing to do is. And the other real upside is we have ways for you to actually listen to the speakers. Obviously, we have most of the outdoor speakers set up here in the store for you to listen to. If you are considering a big landscape-type system, there is a demo program where we can bring a loaner out to the house for the weekend and let you experience what that system sounds like. If you're to that point where you're pretty sure that's what you want to do, but you just want to see what it's like, that's an option that is available to us and to you. So there's a lot of different choices. All right.
As long as we're working outside in your yard, and you decide you want to cut the cable, because everybody hates their cable provider, satellite provider, it doesn't matter who it is, they hate them. So there's like more and more people are cutting the cable, getting TV over an antenna on the roof, which is the best uncompressed signal you can get. And then with your enhanced network, that you're using for your backyard. You're also using to stream things from Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, you know, all those different services.
Yep. Just lots of choices, lots of cool ways to do it, and no limit now to your access to whatever it is that you want to have access to. All right, two things. One, I should have got a Little Guys commercial in earlier, so I'm going to give you one now. The Little Guys store is at 191st and Old LaGrange Road in Mokena. We're right off of I-80. So I-80 and LaGrange Road, you go south to the first intersection, you hang a left and make another quick left, and you'll see the store straight ahead, if it's still here after these guys get done with the roof.
I know.
It's really loud. And you can check us out at thelittleguys.com. The podcasts are available on iTunes, as you may have already found out, but they're also available on our directly from our website. You can listen to them from the website. The website's really nice. Products someday will actually be on there. The six-month fight with the provider to getting the products listed on the website, but we're working on it. But there is a lot of cool pictures, a lot of cool images, and some great information on our website. That's thelittleguys.com. You can call us anytime, 708-754-8844, and you can email us anytime, info@thelittleguys.com. The store is open
Monday through Thursday from 10 until 6, Friday and Saturday from 10 until 5, and we're closed on Sunday.
And we're almost always available to come to your house and do a walkthrough and check and check out your space, figure out what needs to be done. So from simple to the extreme, whether it's just picking out a TV and putting it on a bracket and mounting it on the wall, the difference is we'll make sure that you have the network connection, the control connection, that the wires are hidden in the wall, that you'll use the right cables to go between whatever sources you have and that television, that you have some kind of sound option, because as we know, today's flat panel TVs,
very little sound.
Very
teeny tiny ribbon
speaker if you're lucky.
Even turned all the way up. You said, what are they saying? What?
So lots of great sound options. And we have all those, again, from simple sound bars or sound bases from companies like Zevox, sound bars from companies like Sony. We just got in the new Yamaha Dolby Atmos sound bar. That actually creates from the front wall only, creates not only rear sounds, but height sounds. It does sound like there's things above your head, even though there's no speakers there. We were blown away by just how cool it was and how good it sounded. So it needs a subwoofer for oomph and bass and the rest of it, but really kind of a cool sound bar, so you can check that out. And lots of options. We were talking about all the options in outdoor speakers. There is also a ton of options on indoor speakers. And of course, we carry the best TVs from Sony, the XBRs. We carry Samsung. We carry LG. And we do have on display LG OLED televisions. You're reading about them. You're finding out about them. The picture is amazing. It should be because they're more money. But the picture is truly over-the-top amazing. They come in both curved and flat, so whatever your desire is, we'll show it to you both ways, and you can decide what makes sense for you. Some really, really cool options in that as well. And then, of course, all the audio, video, and control needs that come up. Still doing a lot of network questions, taking a lot of questions on networks on the phone, because the whoever your provider, the Comcast's, the AT&T guys, they come out, and they start messing with the system, and they start disconnecting, connecting, and moving things around, and now none of the network stuff works, or your printer's not working, or the control's not working right, or this unit drops off the network. There's still a ton of network questions coming. It's amazing. And for us, we kind of get a lot of the same questions over and over and over again. Why can't my Wi-Fi work here? Why is this picture breaking up?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it pixelizing like that? Why isn't my signal strong throughout the house? They told me this was the best Wi-Fi. I put in one of those repeaters, Wi-Fi extenders, and now I do have a little bit of Wi-Fi at that end of the house, but overall my Wi-Fi got worse. Why is that? And that's the truth, because it cuts the signal in half. There's lots of little things like that the little guys can help out with when it comes to networks. Our installers, our sales guys, our system designers, our programmers and operations guys, they get the big picture, And we're going to make sure that whatever we do with you, however we figure it out with you, you make a decision based on all the right information. So bring in a picture of your network. Bring in a picture of the room you want to work with. Call and set up a walkthrough for us to come out and take a look. Whatever is comfortable for you. Again, check out the little guys at thelittleguys.com. Email info@thelittleguys.com and call us at 708-754-8844. Anything else, Ev? Or did I repeat that?
I don't know. I think, you know, you're just going to start talking. You're going to be talking all day.
I promise I'm not talking all day. We're almost done. No, we're done. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to the podcast.
And shout out to all our WLS listeners who are just finding out that there's podcasts again.
Yeah, we appreciate that. All right, we're gonna close this one off, and I promise within another week, maybe 10 days, within another week, we will get you another podcast. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.